Probably because I'm a man, but also because of the uniqueness of Mary's situation, that I can't begin to imagine what it was like for Mary as she dealt with all the issues around the conception and the birth of Jesus. Over the centuries, the church has elevated her to godlike status, but she was very human, just like one of us. A village girl from a rural province within the then Roman Empire. People have asked, why Mary? And why were the Jewish people the ones chosen by God to be the channel of God's revelation to humanity? It was God's choice that gave Mary her central place in human history. No doubt God considered her suitable for the role that she was given, but there are many others whom it could have been. Mary was a Jewish woman, and God had long prepared for the coming of Jesus through the Jewish people. The Hebrew prophets, inspired by God, had prepared the way. God's choice goes back to Abraham and God's promises to him. I think it could have been any race of people and through any person within that race that God chose to become human, but that's not the point. It was God's choice, not anything unique about those whom God chose. And this is one of the great mysteries about God. Why does God choose some and not others? Or is it that some respond to God while others choose not to respond? But that would make our salvation our own work. It always comes back to the choice of God. I have two older sisters, neither of whom are now involved with the church. We grew up together, going to the same Sunday school, the same church with our parents, and they were involved in the church. Why am I here as a minister, and why are they not involved in the church? Maybe they've got a personal faith, but it doesn't express itself at all. I'm sure it's not because of any goodness of my own. It can only be by the grace of God. But does not God's grace extend to my sisters as well? We live by faith, with these unanswered questions about God's choice. Surely, as a young woman, what Mary was experiencing would have been very unsettling. Luke records when the angel first came to her, she was very afraid. But she was not alone. As we were talking in the candle liturgy, she needed support. So she went to visit her relative Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John, and John grew to become John the Baptizer. Luke tells us earlier in the chapter that Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron, the brother of Moses, and thus a descendant of the priestly tribe of Levi. This reminds us that Jesus' birth was a long time in the planning. Mary and Elizabeth were part of God's great plan of salvation that stretched back through the centuries, and indeed stretches on through the centuries to us here today. Luke tells us that Mary stayed about 3 months with Elizabeth. Mary's visit with Elizabeth would have been very supportive and encouraging. For Mary was part of an extended community through whom God was working. It wasn't just Mary herself, it was this extended community that God was working to bring about our salvation. How important it is to have Christian friends and family who can support and encourage us when we're facing life's challenges. Some of life's challenges can be very painful and very difficult. Others can be joyous, but incomprehensible, as it must have been for Mary. But with God, we are never alone. We are always part of an extended community that God has created and continues to create. God is working in and through this community. Even when we feel alone, that community is there for us. we, like Mary, should go to those we know can be supportive and encouraging. How important that must have been in those months for Mary as she carried Jesus in her womb. The Holy Spirit was at work affirming Mary and what she was intimately involved in. The details of this visit are quite amazing, really, because they reveal intimate experiences for Elizabeth. Mary and Elizabeth are not in the dark as to what is happening in and through them. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is with them. The Holy Spirit speaks through Elizabeth and even through her unborn son. They are very much embraced by the Holy Spirit of God. For Elizabeth praises Mary for her faith in what God is doing through her. She encourages her. She supports her in her faith in this very strange time it must have been in Mary's life. So in Luke's account, there follows the great song of Mary, traditionally referred to as the Magnificat from the Latin version. In the first few verses, Mary responds in words of praise and thanksgiving for what the Lord is doing in and through her. The two women are then united in praise for the wonderful way in which God is with them as they give birth to these two children who will truly change the world forever. Their response is one of praise and thanksgiving that God is working with them, even though there were many challenges in what was happening with them. The remainder of the Song of Mary is more general in its application. Through Jesus, God will show mercy to those who fear him. And here, I believe fear is more about respect and praise in awe of God. It's not about being afraid of God. It's about respecting and praising the awefulness of God. Through Jesus, God will show strength, the strength of God's arm. Not in the military conquest, as many people were expecting their Messiah to be the military leader. But Jesus would show the strength of God's arm in the triumph of love. The triumph of love over hate and death. Jesus will bring together those who trust in him. But those who are self-possessed will be scattered, will be separated from the presence and power of God. Look to God. If we look to ourselves, then we will be truly alone. Coming to Jesus reverses many of our human expectations. The powerful are brought down from their exalted positions, while the lowly are lifted up. The rich are sent away empty, while the hungry are filled with good things. This is the work of God in the world, still in the world today. We need to look for the signs of God exalting, lifting up the lowly, feeding the hungry. God is in the business of working to reverse structures and systems that reward the rich and the powerful and oppress the poor and the powerless. We remember that Jesus had his greatest opposition from the rich and the powerful. They were able to bring him to the cross, to his death upon the cross. But the power of God was greater. Jesus conquered death itself and gave life to those who believed in him. In Jesus, God's promise to Abraham and his descendants is being fulfilled. God keeps his promises. God is merciful to his people, says the Song of Mary. How true that is. The Song of Mary is a powerful song of praise from one who knew the intimate power and love of God, but also the challenges of being God's servant. It's an inspiration and it's encouragement to us as we also seek to serve God in ways that God has chosen for us. Mary's situation was unique. We probably won't make it into the history books, but each of us has been chosen by God for God's special purposes for us. And it is then over to us to praise and thank God for what God has done for us and to be faithful servants as Mary was. Amen.